Use negative reviews to get positive results. What the heck am I talking about? Well, this came up because I was going through some of our competitors' websites and one of our businesses, and it occurred to me that this was a hack that I learned a long time ago, and it has served me well when I'm trying to figure out what does our customer want or how can we do a better job. And so I've always found reviews are the best way to do that, but maybe not in the way that you think. So in this episode, I'm going to break that down a little bit and talk about how to use negative reviews to get positive results. And there's two kinds of reviews that you can get. There are reviews for your business, positive and negative, and then there are reviews for your competitors, positive and negative. Now that I've said that, maybe you know where I'm going to go with this, but the best kind of reviews to look at, of course, the positive ones are wonderful. That tells brand new customers, kind of here's what I can expect when I go to work with this particular business. And I used to think, you know, does anyone even read these things? But the more that I focus on getting reviews for our business and pay attention and ask customers, the more that I realize it is a really powerful tool. And customers, I think, are using it more and more and more. And so whether it's Amazon and you're buying something and you're looking at the rating, or for your own business, people are on Yelp or Google My Business, and they're taking a look at the reviews. The reviews are kind of a big deal. So here's how you can use them to get positive results. First of all, if you look at the negative reviews in your business, what it should be telling you, or what it tells me, this is how I use it as an entrepreneur, is it tells me the work that we've still got to do in our business to be even better than what we think we are. And no business is a 10 out of 10. In fact, I think most businesses are probably somewhere between like 50 and 80% of what they wish they were. There's always that last, you know, 50 or 20% that they could always be better on, or better at, rather. And negative reviews really help you figure that out. And negative reviews don't always mean that there's a lot of credibility behind them. Again, there's people who just provide negative reviews to companies and they're spam accounts and they mean absolutely nothing. However, once you've filtered those out and you can get down to the negative reviews that were posted by customers who took the time, remember, took the time to tell you something, and usually did it in a moment when they were really, really frustrated. So the level of honesty can generally be pretty high if you have a legit negative review. And in most cases, that's just part of doing business. Not everyone's going to love what you do, but you should be looking for, what I look for, is the theme in the negative review. What was the intent of what someone was trying to convey? Were they frustrated with the level of service? Were they frustrated with the quality of service? Were they frustrated with the timing of the service? Were they frustrated with the expectation of what was to come, that they were severely let down because of the business? What specifically didn't work out? And then as an entrepreneur, that gives me the opportunity to really evaluate and go, okay, wait a minute. If I know that the point at which someone was frustrated is not the point at which we should be fixing the problem. We should be going further back in the customer experience to figure out, okay, if they ended up in this intersection and this is the part that they had a problem with, what could we have done way before that to get rid of that particular problem that they've now posted a negative review about? And so this is that whole idea of being proactive and not reactive, but negative reviews are the best place to see where your business is either reactive, which is not the position that you want to be in. It's not a position of power. It's not a position of profitability. Usually it costs you 10 times the same cost to be reactive as it does to be proactive. So at what point through this experience do I have to lean in and do some work to fix whatever the negative review is about? And if these are one-offs, then you don't pay much attention to them. But if you're intellectually honest, you should be going through your negative reviews and trying to understand, is there a theme emerging here? Is there something going on that I should be aware of? And as the owner, as the entrepreneur, as the leader, where do I need to double down, or where do I need to get involved to make sure that this can work? So that's one way to use negative reviews to get positive results. The second way to do that, and this is the one I love the most because it's the most interesting to me, is to go to your competitors and look at their negative reviews. Because now that you've heard me talk about what it means for your business, imagine what it means if you can look at your competitor's business and figure out what people are most frustrated about in their reviews. Most times that is where you can go and learn how to compete. So again, what is the theme in what the negative reviews are saying about your competitors? Is it their level of service? Is it timing? Is it them customers being disgruntled? Is it, what is the theme that emerges? And then how can you take that back into your business and use it as a competitive advantage? In fact, how could you do some marketing to really leverage the theme that you're seeing in the negative reviews posted across your competitors? And so this helps you get positive results because you kind of use it as market intelligence to understand what is it that people are expecting. And so I had learned a long time ago to look at, when creating content as an example, or creating marketing pieces, or trying to really craft some really witty sales pieces, what you can do is you go to Amazon and you can look at, say, the most popular books that are in that particular, in the genre of what it is you're trying to figure out. So if you're trying to figure out how to create like a really good, flyer or a great headline for a piece of content or something, find a book or find some books that are built around that subject. Or, if you're a mechanic, go look at a mechanic book. Or if you're a chiropractor, go look at, a chiropractic book. But what you'll see in the negative reviews is the same thing. When people bought the book, they were expecting to get something. And because the volume that Amazon deals with, a lot of times the negative reviews really highlight some key opportunities that you can then take back into your business. And every time I've done an exercise like this, what the theme that emerges for me is that customers need to very specifically be told what it is you're going to do for them and what they can expect. I know I fell guilty as an entrepreneur in just assuming that people generally understand what it is that they're signing up for when they come to interact with one of our businesses. But the truth is, customers don't have a high level of expectation. They don't have a high level of knowledge or experience. And so sometimes expectations aren't met. Communication breaks down, and then all of that can end up leading to some other problems that ultimately end up in your negative reviews. So by going to Amazon, looking at negative reviews, going to your competitors, looking at negative reviews, you'll start to form an opinion about what you can take into your business and use it as a positive positive attribute to make your business better. And a theme will emerge, I promise you. There's going to be some sort of a problem that keeps popping up in these negative reviews, whether it's like a book and someone complained about what the book didn't deliver to them about the topic that you're looking for, or whether it's your competitor's business and something really upset a customer about where they were let down when they went to go deal with a specific kind of customer. Those negative reviews are so powerful because they give you some insight into where people are being let down or where their expectations are not being met. And then if you've got the wherewithal and you've got some creativity, what it allows you to do is actually figure out how to make your business better. But it also gives you the opportunity to maybe figure out what else you can be doing in your business that your business isn't doing right now to try and better help customers. And one of the examples that I can think of right off the top of my head is most people want information. So before they'll agree to purchase something with you, they want information. And so as a business owner, generally you kind of create the information that you think the customer wants. And then that's usually based off of your knowledge or your experience. And so I'm quite proud of what I produce, but it most times misses the mark because there's no real context around it other than my understanding of what I think a customer wants based on what I kind of assume their need is. But if you work backwards from what's the desired outcome for our customers, what is the perfect outcome for our customers, and then what is the offer that we can use to attract them to try and, entice them to get that outcome, that desired outcome with us. As you go through those two steps, what you end up discovering is there's a lot of things, there's a lot of questions, there's a lot of points of friction that can come up as you try to deliver on both of those things. So as you try to come up with the perfect offer, you're going to come up with some friction as to, well, customer's not going to understand this. Customer probably wouldn't understand that. If we're looking for the customer to take this specific set of steps to call us and book an appointment, first of all, we'd have to be able to actually take that phone call and book that appointment. And then they're probably going to want like a copy of it for their address book. And probably would be helpful if we gave them an email reminder. And so let's make sure that, we create a piece of content or some marketing on our website that says, hey, here's the trouble with booking an appointment when you come to work with a company like ours. So you give them the problem and then you lay out the solution. And then oftentimes, if you've done that right, what you'll find is that the negative reviews that you see in your website, the negative reviews you see for your business, the negative reviews you see for your competitors' businesses, and then maybe the negative reviews you see for books on the topic of the thing that it is you do, out of it emerges all of these points of friction that you can address for your customers ahead of them having those problems, and then come up with ways to alleviate their concern or to remove the friction that might result as a part of them trying to do that. And a simple example would be, you know, I hate trying to book an appointment because I can never get someone on the phone because the company's so small, they don't answer their phone. Okay, well, let's create, you know, an automated system where when that phone rings, we're going to make sure that it does get picked up. As an entrepreneur, as the business owner, my job is to make sure we never miss a new appointment call. Or if it's a customer we've dealt with before, we know that they're due to come and see us again in the next 6 months, or we know we're going to see them next time around this time of the year, then let's get out in front of them and let's make sure that appointment is really easy to book. So some of this stuff may seem nuanced, but the nuance is where the value is. And the more competitive your business is, the more these little nuance changes will make a big difference in your results. So if you're looking to get better results out of your business, one of the hacks that I use, and I've been using it for a long time, and I really love it because it teaches me so much. Certainly humility, because reading negative reviews about a business you're responsible for is not awesome. But if you can put that aside for a minute, you can get rid of your ego, get rid of your pride. What you end up seeing is that negative reviews are an incredibly powerful tool to use to make your business better. And by making your business better, that generally means you're giving your customers a better experience. If you're giving your customers a better experience, that means that you are able to work with better types of customers who generally are more profitable. And if you've managed your business properly, ultimately, it means more money in your jeans or on the bottom line. And so this is one of the hacks that I use. I think it works great. If you'd like to think about or you'd like to talk about what that could mean for your business and maybe use some very, very specific examples that are highly tailored to what your business is doing every day, reach out. Let's chat. Let's figure out a time to get together. There's some links in the show notes that you can click and we can figure out a time to chat and talk about your business and figure out how we can help you get better results out of negative reviews or just anything else that as you listen to these, watch and listen to these episodes that come out for you. So hopefully you found that helpful. Thank you for tuning in and listening to this content. Make sure to do something with it, share it, like it, comment on it, because then it gets in front of other people and you never know, another entrepreneur or business owner might be able to benefit from what was shared here. So thank you for tuning in today.